It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Investigative journalists at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel have published an analysis of immigration arrests in Wisconsin from September 2023 through last month. They looked at newly released data from the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. It's data they couldn't get from ICE earlier this year. The numbers show that arrests have more than doubled since President Trump took office in January, with more dramatic changes in arrests as recently as last month, especially among immigrants without criminal convictions. To learn more, we're joined by Eva Wen, data reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's investigations team. And Gina Lee Castro is here, public investigator reporter, co-writing the article with Eva. Eva and Gina, welcome to you both.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Eva, let's start with you. I understand you made the initial records requests to ICE. What happened when you asked them to share the data?
So they claim that they do not track the data by the state level. So instead, they have data for our region, which is governed by Chicago. So that's what they pointed me to. But at the time I made the arrest or I made the records request, I was aware that there were several lawsuits going on that were looking for state level data.
How did you eventually get a hold of arrest records from ICE looking at Wisconsin?
So that came out as a result of one of those lawsuits, which is brought against ICE by the University of California, Los Angeles, and University of California, Berkeley. And they were able to sue ICE. And, you know, after ICE acknowledged that they do have that data, released that data, they were able to post that data online for public access.
And this data was in a format that you could, you know, organize. It was clean, as they would say in data science, that you could work with?
I think nothing is perfectly clean ever, but, you know, it had the unique identifier for each individual without, you know, identifying information. But it did have some duplicates, and there were some, you know, interesting data questions that we still had to navigate before, you know, really diving into the analysis.
Before extrapolating. Gina, what stood out to you most of this analysis? Can you give us some, you know, takeaways of what you found?
Yeah, absolutely. So we did see that Trump is arresting more undocumented immigrants with criminal convictions. It increased by 77% under Trump compared to Biden's final 16 months. But we don't know much about these criminal convictions based on the data they shared with us. We don't know how serious the crimes were or how long ago they were. And of course, that matters because under the Lake and Riley Act that was passed under Trump, immigrants with petty theft convictions can also be detained.
Can you explain a little bit more what the Lake and Riley Act is and what it has allowed the Trump administration to do with undocumented immigrants?
I can't speak in depth on that one. Maybe Eva can.
The Lake and Riley Act, so it's based on a victim that a victim of a crime that, and the perpetrator or alleged perpetrator of the crime happened to be an immigrant. And the Lake and Riley Act asks, you know, the Department of Homeland Security to arrest immigrants who are not necessarily even charged. They could be arrested for petty thefts and, you know, some lower level crimes rather than violent felonies. And, you know, and they also allow the government to sue the Department of Homeland Security if they didn't arrest someone like this. And afterwards, that person commits a crime against an American citizen.
Okay, so it allows them to actually, you know, take in, if you will, more undocumented immigrants on petty theft or other types of crimes. Can you explain, Gina, why you started with September 2023 and ran this data through last month to look at trend lines?
That's the amount of data that we were able to have to compare. Biden and Trump, right, Eva?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Eva, you write, you know, about some of the big change was this jump in arrests of immigrants without criminal convictions, except for their immigration violation. Can you describe the scale of the increase?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the arrests under Trump are five times as many as the arrests under Biden for those who don't have any criminal records but have immigration violations. And it's important to note that the immigration violations alone, they are not a criminal arrest. None of these arrests are criminal. They are a civil offense. And, you know, the sole purpose for arresting these people would be to deport them rather than, you know, prosecute them for any crimes that they've committed.
Gina, can you bring this data into everyday life? How might this information change the circumstances for immigrants going about their lives in Milwaukee?
Well, I can see when we look at this data, we can see real people examples from Wisconsin. Like when we spoke with an immigration attorney, he called an example, Camila Munoz, who was detained by ICE while returning from her honeymoon in Puerto Rico with her U.S. citizen husband. The immigration attorney called her example a canary in the coal mine because, you know, before Trump, someone like her who has no criminal record, who is married to a U.S. citizen, and who is currently applying for a green card wouldn't be detained by ICE. So it's a local example of some escalation in Trump's immigration policies.
So a local example there of Camila Munoz of Peru, a resident of Wisconsin Dells who was arrested returning from her honeymoon with her U.S. citizen husband earlier this year. We are talking with Gina Lee Castro and Eva Wen. They're co-authors of a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report covering the increase in immigration arrests in Wisconsin since President Trump took office earlier this year with data released from ICE. Gina, you know, what can you tell us about the scope of arrests included in this data? What did you find and how serious are the crimes?
Well, we couldn't tell. We don't know based on the data how serious these criminal convictions are, how long ago they were. And that kind of information really matters, especially when we think about the Milwaukee resident, Ramon Morales Reyes, who the Department of Homeland Security called a criminal, and he actually did have a conviction of disorderly conduct from 29 years ago, but he was arrested by ICE in May this year and accused of threatening to assassinate Trump. But the reason this accusation even came about was he was framed by the person he was actually testifying against for robbery and assault. The man was attempting to get Morales Reyes deported. But if this is one of the examples that the Department of Homeland Security is calling a criminal, like it's an older charge. He has, you know, proven that he isn't a danger to society. So it raised a lot of questions of who exactly is fitting into this broad definition of people with criminal convictions in this data.
And Eva, what changes, if any, are you seeing in data collected in much more recent months? How do your trend lines go in recent months?
So one of the biggest findings of our data is that, you know, the biggest increase is among people without criminal convictions. And that is especially the case in June, since Trump increased the arrest quota from 1,000 to 3,000, and immigration agents were told to arrest people without criminal records in order to hit that quota.
How do these arrests you're seeing in Wisconsin compare to the rest of the nation?
So it's not atypical. It follows the general trend in the nation where, you know, a lot more people without criminal convictions or without any pending charges are being arrested. It's actually even more people and a bigger increase in the western part and the southern part of the nation.
Western and southern part of the nation. What are you looking for as you follow these numbers? Are there any indications from ICE that it will continue to publish this monthly data?
Well, the data is not published by ICE. It's done through open records requests, and we are continuing to follow through with monthly open records requests to obtain the latest data. So we're looking forward to continuing to follow the trends and analyzing and bringing to readers a lot more information.
Gina, how might this particular data inform other reporting that you're doing on immigration and how it affects Wisconsinites?
Yeah, I think it will. We started this this service to our readers where we they can submit questions to us through a survey and about immigration. I think it will be able to help us provide, you know, necessary information that our readers are asking about, like wondering if immigrants are being denied bond. Like we will be able to, you know, use this data to try to see if that's accurate, seeing if it if there are more immigrants being sent out of state, being detained in ICE facilities out of state. We'll be able to see if that's accurate. So trying to answer our readers' questions thoughtfully and accurately, it will definitely help with that.
What types of questions are you asking? What would you like to pursue?
Well, what I was meaning there is people have been asking us questions through our survey, but we definitely, you know, we've been doing a lot of interviews with immigration attorneys in the state and asking them, you know, what's different from Biden's time administration to Trump's and other administrations, but seeing like what's really the escalation or difference, and then trying to verify that with the data.
Well, Eva and Gina, thank you so much for sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you for letting us talk about it.
Eva Nguyen and Gina Lee Castro, they co-authored a new report at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It documents a sharp rise in immigration arrests since President Trump took office earlier this year.